This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Bought a Chrysler back when it was based in Auburn Hills, Michigan. The dealer plates it came with had a big old American flag and the words, "America got my vote." Got the Chrysler home and realized the thing had been assembled in Canada with an engine made in Japan by Mitsubishi. Which brings us to the news that Honda of Japan just took 3 out of the top 5 spots in a contest for most American-made vehicles. Here's Marketplace's Jack Stewart.
If I were to ask you what you think the most American vehicle is, what would you guess?
I would think Ford, Cadillac.
Chevy American?
I'd say Dodge, Lincoln.
That's Boris Sagdiev, Dori DePoggia, and John Jackson on the streets of Los Angeles. In fact, the number one most American vehicle on Cars.com's American-made index this year is the Jeep Cherokee, with 72% domestic parts. The second, third, and fourth spots go to Honda, a Japanese brand. The best-selling Ford F-150 pickup comes in at number 13. Industry experts like Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions expected as much.
It's been a long time coming that the Toyotas and Hondas have been the big sellers of American-made vehicles. They've been sourcing their parts from U.S.-based suppliers for years.
They also assemble cars here, and that factors into the scores. Cars.com calculates how much each vehicle contributes to the U.S. economy by looking at where manufacturing plants are, where parts come from, and how many jobs each model creates. Kelsey Mays from Cars.com says the index shows globalization in action.
Back when we first started doing this in the late 2000s, routinely there were vehicles that were 85, 90, even 95% U.S. and Canadian content. And now the highest vehicles are pretty much at 70%.
A survey Cars.com released to complement the American-made index shows that 66% of people do want a car that contributes substantially to the U.S. economy, although that is more true for older generations. Kristen Gicek is from the Center for Automotive Research. She says the pending U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement could, in the long term, change the auto industry supply chain.
The new trade agreement does have higher content standards for the percent of vehicles that have to be built in North America and the percent of vehicle content that has to be made at a fairly high wage. So that's basically has to be built in the U.S. or Canada.
But she says even with tariffs, low-cost parts from China are always going to be cheaper.
The American consumer would have a difficult time affording a vehicle that was 100% made in the United States.
Electric car maker Tesla builds all of its cars at a factory in Fremont, California, both for the US and international markets. But Cars.com says it didn't give them enough data about its vehicles to be included for 2019. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.